This is TNT.
Welcome.
You need to say something where I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't
have a headset.
Welcome back. I know
It's been quite a while.
It's been quite a while.
So we haven't been uploading anything.
No, because I was in...
Sliced everything to half an hour?
No.
Episodes?
I was indisposed.
You were indisposed. I was busy. He was busy. So.
Hey, we got to make money somewhere.
Yeah, that's what.
So that's what we do.
I know. We've missed a lot since.
So no uploading for a while.
I couldn't.
Yeah. So how long was it? Like how many Thursdays did we miss?
Practically the entire February.
Damn. So it's like an episode break, season break.
Season break.
Oh, good. Wow. All right. At least.
Yeah. Anyway. So welcome back. I know it's been quite a while.
So this is going to be a first one in a long
time. Like a month. Yeah.
In a month.
Wow. Mm.
Actually,
that's a long
if you
time.
Think about it, January to March.
Yeah, I mean,
months.
You know.
Our last one was with Al.
Robin.
Really?
Robin. Uncle
Fuck.
Al. Yeah, Uncle Al was with us last time we uploaded.
I tried to splice more since that recording was about over 4 hours long.
Jesus Christ, that's never going to happen.
How many episodes did
time.
We make out of that thing?
I could only make one because the rest was
seriously?
Just... Yeah, because
Four hours and just one episode.
Because the rest was a lot
just
of things that we've said.
Is the pure rubbish?
No, it's not rubbish, but it can't go out on the air.
It can't. Something we can't put up.
Yeah.
Okay, all right,
must
fine.
Not be...
So a month has passed. We haven't uploaded anything. And everybody thought it was okay to freaking violate copyright infringement all of a sudden. What's up with that?
When did this happen? Just this week,
just
right?
Just recently.
Just recently.
I was curious because I saw something like, it's gone viral, and it was like pretty awesome, and everybody was loving it. And then the next article that came out, it says, okay, they finally pulled out whatever they posted. It's like, okay. What's up with that?
I knew there was a song. I forgot that it was Lenka who originally.
I haven't even listened to Lenka
for a
decade,
while, right? So
I used to
play Lenka
for a place where a fucked up place where you get to play all these fucked up stuff and. Well, it was shit music copied by somebody. Mm. What do you expect? It's shit music. So the one that's copied is shit music.
Regardless of it.
Everybody's making a big deal out of it. What's up with that?
No, there are two camps. The only reason why it became a big deal was, one, it is clearly a copyright issue. That's
it is.
One.
Yeah.
So regardless of whether it's shit music or not, if it's your shit music and people appreciate it, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But if somebody copies and don't pay you...
If it's somebody else's shit music and then you copy that shit music and then you put it
on a streaming platform... Claim it as your own.
Totally.
You could have at least...
Yeah.
You could have at least cited...
Worse, these people that don't know shit about copyright and originality and all that shit are the ones going up against this originally...
Yeah.
Original owner of the music, the shit music, and that's not good.
And it's the entire Philippines is divided into two camps. One that
one
knows,
is ignorant. The other one don't give a shit.
One knows that it is a copyright issue, and for some,
the other one is like puso.
The other
like,
one is you know
Filipino, man.
blaming you know
blaming Lenka.
Like,
you could have been thankful because now everybody notices you because it's gone viral
That's the worst comment that I got
the
on
fuck you
on
fucking
page.
Ignorant
like,
losers.
Lenka should be thankful that
that's just
wrong.
That's
I know,
not
it's
fair.
Not, no, I mean
it kind of reminds me of that when this whole
that's what you get for making everything fair as far as online social media and what do you call that? The old term is information superhighway.
Mm. Yes,
I'd like to call it that still.
But copyright infringement has been prevalent ever since long ago.
Yes, but if you did this way back early 90s,
you probably could have gotten away with it.
You could get away with it because it's going to be played in local radio stations.
Yeah, but
you're
not
going to
get
online.
As much exposure as No. The ones that she was able to get.
No.
Originally.
It's totally
that's
controlled
the thing.
By music companies. But yeah.
So it compensates or it equates to where the situation is. You can't say in the 90s this is better. No. Because in the 90s, there's not a lot of exposure, and you probably can get away with it.
Yeah.
With like, same minimal exposure now, Lenka wouldn't probably give a shit about it. But it went viral, and everybody liked it. And there's just 120 million Filipinos in the world, man. So even 10% is a freaking 12 million.
Yeah.
And Lenka will notice the 12 million saying, this is awesome. And she's not cashing in on anything awesome.
Correct.
And she owns the whole idea.
Mm. It's kind of like in the dawn of hip hop and rap. They used to borrow a lot of shit from. They call it sampling, right?
Yeah. They've been paying a lot. Along
but
the
before
way.
They didn't. When they started.
Yeah, and then they got sued, and then they started paying, and then artists started doing it.
And then artists started suing.
And then along the way, it revived some of the original artists' careers because of what hip hop was doing.
Yep.
Which was a good thing.
Which is a good thing because you know.
And then here comes a newcomer in the TikTok age thinking, I don't have
TikTok
to pay.
TikTok, YouTube, Spotify.
Yeah, I don't have to pay.
And then,
what the hell?
I don't know if you remember back
the
in...
it's the same thing.
Back in the early 90s or... Yeah, when Andrew E first started... became huge with his...
Andrew E could get away with it because it was
It was
not,
in the 90s.
It was not, you know, thrown into the... Into the internet, which means it remained local.
Yeah. It remained in the Philippines. His hit, Humanap ka ng Pangit, was a direct translation from a song that was in the U.S. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even... The problem is it wasn't that popular back then.
It wasn't a popular song in the
it
U.S.
It wasn't a popular song in the U.S. Yeah. See, just happened to hear it.
Funky Cold Medina was translated into Andrew Ford Medina.
Andrew Ford Medina.
There's another one. Bini Birocha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which was originally done by Run DMC, if I'm not mistaken.
Run DMC.
Probably, yeah.
Like the entire album of Andrew E was technically a rip-off.
He wasn't writing his own stuff.
Yeah,
he was just copying.
Spotify didn't exist. Oh, yeah,
YouTube didn't exist.
Yeah,
so he got away with it.
Those 45 vinyls, you don't distribute that one in the U.S.
In the U.S.?
No,
you don't.
Yeah,
correct.
So it's
a different ball game, Shira.
And then
if you file a case against claims against Andrew E, you have to come here.
Yeah,
and file a case, and because it wasn't distributed worldwide.
It's not worth it. I mean, if you're going to pay something, if you're going to pay your royalties, you know, the local courts probably judge you to pay in an amount that's based in pesos. And what the heck?
So it's not going to be worth the round trip ticket,
lawyers' fees, and everything.
The companies, the radios, I mean, the music companies that Andrew E is affiliated with would probably try their best to cover that.
Yeah.
And will prevent those artists from coming over to the Philippines and messing with their business. Mm-hmm. So there's
or maybe
stopping.
They belong to the same record company and
the big guys
in the U.S. are going to say, oh, there's this guy in the Philippines that's doing shit and promoting your beats. So yeah, leave him alone. And
so it's kind of like
what's his face? Stone Log's probably going to say, oh yeah, it's vibe.
Yeah, as long as it stays in the Philippines,
it stays
and
in the Philippines.
Outside the Philippines.
Well, now it's a different thing.
Yeah,
with Apple Music and
right now, literally, when you say viral, it's worldwide.
It's worldwide.
Yep.
It's probably
going
to be in another planet. We just don't know about it yet. Anyways,
yeah, it kind of reminds me of that whole when Pinoy Big Brother first aired, the first season.
What
of Pinoy Big Brother? Their theme song from Orange and Lemons. It was a song from
said
The
it's
Care.
The Care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, nobody really knew, except if you really like New Wave.
New Wave, yeah.
You know that it was from The Care, then you know that song.
You listen to the first few seconds and you go,
that Chandelier.
Yeah. I know that song.
Yeah.
And it's The Care.
That's the title, by the way.
So Shira is not, it's not, he's
it's,
not, he's
it's
not a
not,
unique case.
It's not a unique case. It's been going on and on and on.
Yeah, so what we're saying, since it's mentioned in this episode, is stop commenting if you're ignorant about it, because you will embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Especially in front of people like us.
She did wrong. Okay.
So, and then
what she did was wrong. She just admitted it, said sorry.
She didn't get penalized or anything.
No.
But she's in the wrong in this one.
She could have said sorry and
justify anything, it's wrong.
Pull it
copyright
out.
Copyright infringement is wrong, period.
And
move
I on. I don't want to be a hypocrite here, all right? So I buy pirated stuff, all right? Let's keep it local, folks.
Back in the days of DVD, DVD, DVD.
Yeah, let's keep it local. Let's keep it. Let's keep the business in the Philippines our business. Mm-hmm. Don't throw anything online because that's going to involve the whole world. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a good break for. This is actually a good break for her. So she became known that she has. She has a voice.
Original. She has a voice.
She has a voice.
I have to admit, she has a voice.
She has a voice, and she's got DJs who know how to mix. At the very least, know how to create beats.
You mean producers?
Yeah, and then from there, if she really has talent,
producing now is easy because of Pro Tools. Adobe Edition.
So she can very well come up with an original version. Let's see if she can make it.
Dude, you can technically make a hit out of it. Even with a simple software as GarageBand. You could technically
make... If the
make,
tools are there, how come we don't technically see make a lot song. Of talents make it big? See, so if she's got what it takes, forget about Lenka. Release something that's...
See, that because it's easier if you heard it before and then you just replicate it.
There's a lot of Cebuano composers and musicians and singers who are able to come out with...
really good
quality,
shit.
Yeah, really good shit. Really good quality.
Until their friends get bustos in
the bar.
And then they start shooting.
They start shooting him, and that's a different story.
And she's on the right track. I mean, she said that she's going to get in touch with people from her region, people from Mindanao who know how to compose, people how to create beats, and then they're going to come up with something original. Good.
All right. Go ahead. By all means.
Drop pushing the remix of that Lenka song.
It wasn't it wasn't even a remix. It was a direct ripoff.
Off the beat.
Of the song.
The song.
Okay, the song. Yeah. So stop with Celos.
I can't remember the song by Lenka. I know I've played it a couple of times. I think it's shit, so I can't remember it because if I don't get mesmerized.
So it wasn't the "I'm just a little bit caught in the middle."
Shit like that.
Yeah, but it's somebody else's shit. Remember that's after a day.
See, that's the thing. It's not your
song,
shit.
It's somebody else's shit. Yeah,
I know.
So.
It's not your shit. If it's a universal shit, it's what I'm talking about. You want a hit? Universal. Doesn't matter if you like rock or not. If it's a big hit, you'll know about it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as big. And then I don't like her type of music. Here comes another person who happens to be from the Philippines that copies that freaking shit.
Yeah, I know.
And what am I supposed to say? I'm going to say move on. Forget about it. And you're in the wrong if you copy that shit music. Copy a better shit music than the shit music you copied.
Yeah, correct.
It's easier for people to know that, oh, you copied this shit.
Yeah.
If you wanna have a better understanding of what we mean, try to imagine if you are from Indonesia and somebody from the States copies the beats of Dayang Dayang and replaced it with
something
English lyrics. Mm-hmm. All right.
How?
I can't even think of a Bisaya version of that. But that's local. We didn't go viral with that shit.
The Indonesian singer is gonna get pissed off and would want money from whoever that person from the
from
States
Taylor
is.
Swift.
Yeah, from
let's because
say for example,
most
Taylor
likely
Swift.
Taylor will copy yeah, Dayang
from
Dayang
the era store
because her music is pretty much Dayang Dayang the whole thing.
No.
What? Are you a Swiftie?
I'm not a
Swiftie. Yes.
I am not
a Swiftie. What the fuck is a Swiftie?
I am not a Swiftie.
Swiftie. What do you do if you're a Swiftie?
I happen to like one album of hers. That was it.
Which is?
Folklore. That was it.
Better have the song Tim McGraw, otherwise.
What's the first line of that song that the Ivory guy said? So step right up.
No.
What was that again?
See, you can't even.
Step right out.
You can't even
right
sing. Yeah. A song by Taylor Swift, same way you can't sing any of Sarah Hieronimo's original songs. Why are they claiming that they're like the big artists when they don't even have songs I remember?
Because you don't listen to Taylor Swift.
No, I do.
Give me one.
Love Story and Tim McGraw.
There you go.
Exactly.
There's only two singers right now that I would probably pay to watch.
pay to watch. I'm so done with paying to watch. Fuck that.
I'm not doing that shit. If I'm going to say the name, you're going to agree.
Okay.
Because they're not going to cost, their tickets are not going to cost that much.
Not political.
Not political.
All right.
And they're still not, they're not that old.
San Jose and Gigi
Delana?
Yes. Just for the sake of oogling about the front row.
Gigi Delana, I would always wonder what she looked like before going under the knife. So, nah.
No, right now, she's probably.
Wait a minute, she's from here, right?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
Cool. Gigi's from Cagayan?
I heard.
You gotta be kidding me.
I heard.
Where? In Buluwa? In the Banga Street?
I wouldn't be surprised kung taga Bugo, but you know.
She'd probably look like what Taylor Swift in another life before going under the knife.
I wouldn't know, man. I just heard. I'm not even. I can't even confirm it, but I just heard.
What's with the Gigi thing? Because I looked at her singing. She's just panting.
No, I mean
she pants.
Tickets probably don't cost that much.
It's pretty affordable.
She's good looking.
2 hours of her show, maghangos siya in front of you. What's the fun in that?
As long as she wears that kind of thing that she wears in the
That's another thing. Taylor Swift. Why do you have to wear a bikini to sell a concert or sing?
Don't ask me, ask him.
I don't watch Taylor Swift's concert.
You wanted to watch Taylor Swift.
No, I didn't want to. He wanted to watch Taylor Swift's concert.
No, not me. It's the people in the house.
Yeah, but he almost went to Singapore.
Doesn't have an ass. Why would you?
If I go to Singapore, you know where I'll be. Freaking 3 to 8 katong laksa, man. Come on. But why? Like women, why do you have to wear a bikini
why
to sing?
Why are you so against Taylor Swift all of a sudden?
Why does she need to wear a bikini to sing?
Why does anyone need to wear a bikini to sing? To sell?
I don't know. I listen to...
To sell?
The Stones and Led Zeppelin and everybody.
Who's her contemporary?
They don't wear a bikini.
As far as the number of songs
Dua
that
Lipa.
Come out...
Who, Taylor Swift?
Dua Lipa wears a bikini also, which is...
I'm not going to
telling
complain.
Me a lot. Like, dude, that's probably why aliens is skipping Earth a lot nowadays.
But still, I'm going to sit in the front row and that Dua
Lipa... I saw Dua Lipa in Singapore where she can't... She wore square pants. Is that what you call it? She was so hot.
What are we looking at me for?
She was
I don't know what a square pants is.
Perfect.
SpongeBob?
I'd say she's one of the top concerts I've seen in my life. She wasn't in a bikini. Lately, she's in a bikini. And I wonder why. Why do you need to be in a bikini?
Taylor Swift is not in, was not in a bikini when he was on her Eras tour. She was?
She's always in a bikini.
She's not in a bikini.
In a whatever glittering shit without covering.
So let's go back to that singer who copied Lenka. If she's gonna have a concert,
she's gotta be in a bikini.
That's the thing, because she can't.
I don't think she can.
No, wait, hold on. So she's
haram.
She cannot do that.
No, she doesn't need to if she's a good singer. It's a matter of
coming
up with a good song.
I'm getting to that point. I've seen her music videos. If that's all that she's gonna do.
Second word.
That's the kind of music that she comes up with. I'm not going to pay for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what am I going to watch?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can't expect her to fill up a stadium.
Nah, I'm so done with concerts. That's
probably like a music lounge at best.
Where in Sultan?
That's why I'm so thankful with Spotify. I hate Spotify because of the way they randomly select songs for you. But on the good side with Spotify, you can actually check out shit music and forget about it. Because you don't have to pay. You just subscribe. And then you listen for 2 seconds.
What?
And then
there
you go,
a lot of
this
indie
is shit
artists.
Music, and then delete in your playlist.
There's a lot of indie artists that are good at Spotify. Okay.
No.
I have
there's quite a few.
No.
I've dedicated a few playlists of mine.
No, it's 2024. The good ones left 10 years ago. Nah, give it another 10 years. I mean, I've watched too much Black Mirror. I'm so fucking paranoid right now. That includes like musical artists. Try watching 4 seasons of Black Mirror. You'll know what I mean.
Okay.
I don't want to be that depressed.
Scary stuff, man.
That's the end of Lenka. So,
speaking of binge watching,
mm-hmm.
Kim's Convenience.
Don't like the name, but yeah, what's up?
It's nice, funny.
Uh huh.
It's about this Korean family who owns a convenience store in Canada.
Okay.
It's a 20-minute episode, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. it's pretty quick.
It's like
it's funny.
Okay.
It helps a lot that the girl there is cute.
All right.
Her daughter, his daughter.
I think I saw a short of that.
That's where the trans lady came in and bought something from the old guy. Yeah, okay.
The gay discount.
I'm watching Warrior and
shit,
the sixth spin-off of The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, which is pretty corny, by the way. I've seen two episodes and I'm not
impressed. Funny thing about Warrior, that was released before the pandemic, did I tell you?
Yeah.
And it just picked up
recently? No, it was first released on Cinemax.
Mm. Yeah,
and then
Banshee.
It's like Banshee. Yeah. Nobody knew about Banshee before.
Yeah. I mean, I was the only one who downloaded Banshee.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
Too much
because of Lily Simmons.
Lily Simmons.
Oh, Lily Simmons. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Another thing to watch out for. Or something you need to follow.
Shogun.
Yep. The American version is Shogun.
Well, yeah, Shogun.
Sorry, I've been watching it too much.
Shogun. They say Shogun in the movie, but it's Shogun.
Yeah. James Clavell.
Freaking Japanese general. There you go. That's what it means.
So
James Clavell, when I was a kid, I saw the original series.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have it.
Yeah.
If you want to watch it,
I downloaded the whole thing. Go in classics.
So my grandma gave me two books. First one, she asked me to finish, was Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. And then the other one is James Clavell.
James Clavell's Shogun.
Yeah. There was a... After Shogun, it was Taipan.
Mm-hmm.
Taipan is something that came out on
Roots.
TV as well.
Remember Roots?
I didn't. It was too depressing for me. Sorry.
I know. Yeah. And then what was that? The Civil War, U.S. Civil War back in the day, the series?
North and South.
No.
It's which not one?
The blue and the gray. It was called something else.
Yeah.
But North it and was South. A Civil War. North
it was
South?
North and South. North it was and that South. Was a series.
That's what it's called? Yeah. Back in the 80s or 70s?
Yeah, that was North and South.
Yeah, North and South.
North and South.
So
Roots.
Here's a red flag. If there's a lot of things in Shogun that you don't understand, then you got to pick up a book about Japanese culture.
I don't think they could survive.
That's ironic, though. The guy is the not even Japanese. Shogun. The guy who wrote the novel?
No. Huh. Yeah. It's funny.
Uh-huh. I always wondered about that when the series came out. It's like, okay. We were born in that era where Japanese movies and all that were familiar with, like, how it goes and culture and all that. And then here comes James Clavell's Shogun. Really? Like, that doesn't sound Japanese at all.
So here's the thing. It's based on a real story.
Mm-hmm.
Changed a few, but yeah.
Changed a few. Actually, two different stories. So the story of Tokugawa.
Yeah.
And the story of Japanese traders. Oh, I'm sorry, Portuguese and British traders in Japan. The author basically found a way to meld those two stories and come up with something original.
If you travel a lot, you could say you could relate because if you go to Macau, which is mentioned a lot in the series,
in Shogun, you'd see it.
You can still see signs, both in Portuguese and.
In Chinese
in Macau, because they were colonized by the Portuguese before.
Correct.
That's why they have the egg tart.
Oh yeah, egg tart. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much Portuguese
right there.
And then in the series,
and they do it so well.
Yeah, in the series it goes. Yeah, we didn't even know you had stations in Macau. Correct. Now you're trying to keep us pinned and all that. See, we're so lucky we have internet. We can text somebody like, we were colonized yesterday. Save us today. They can't do that in, what, 1600?
It was 1600. That was a year.
1600.
Yeah, something like that.
The 17th century.
Because it was technically...
It was a few years after Magellan actually...
40 years after Magellan.
40 years after Magellan went to the Philippines.
Went to the Philippines.
Told everybody about the sibuyas that we have here. All right, our spices in Magellan's time is a different, it's a different kind of spices that Timothy Chalamet was trying to protect in that movie in another time.
Who's Timothy Chalamet again?
Dune guy.
The new Kyle MacLachlan.
The new Kyle MacLachlan.
I'm so old. I'm saying he's the new Kyle MacLachlan because
that was his
remember
first
the
movie?
Character. I don't know the that right.
Was, no,
that one.
Kyle MacLachlan? Mm-hmm. That was his first movie.
I wouldn't know about that. But Timothy Chalamet, first, the new Kyle MacLachlan.
I got a question. Mariko from Shogun.
Shogun.
What old film?
Ninja Assassin.
Really?
Ninja Assassin, like the new Mariko in the new series?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was the one who got...
No, I haven't seen Ninja Assassin.
She's the one who cannot escape, right?
Who tried to escape and then got caught.
Ah, really?
The one who got pierced in the heart.
So
she was about 19 then, so you know, no wonder, 19 and now it's too...
James Clavell was probably figuring out, okay, the storyline is purely based on a simple thing. Getting lost in translation.
Yeah. God damn it.
Who can translate and who can translate and understand a language has the power. That's pretty much what Shogun is about.
Yeah.
If you can understand, then you're not going to get betrayed. Because you know what
I love what they did though.
Right.
Because in the book they were speaking in Japanese, Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of, you know,
the movie. Yeah.
For the sake of the movie, they translated.
No, you'll know it was supposed to be in Portuguese in the movie.
Yeah, they keep saying it's Portuguese.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of picked up on that one like a few minutes into the first episode.
Yeah. But a lot of people miss it. But then again, nobody...
You speak pretty good Portuguese. Yeah. They were speaking English, so you'll understand, like, okay.
So this is supposed to be Portuguese.
Yep.
So she was born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Fuji?
It's a mountain in Japan. It starts with an M and an H.
Originally,
Mari Hamada.
No.
That's a freaking porn actress.
I know, right? Mari Hamada. Mariko Hamada.
I have her on my Instagram, though.
Apparently, she has a little bit of ass.
Who?
Oh, that's her.
She's slicing the spices.
Mm. Yeah.
And she knows how to cook.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bad. Let's close Instagram. All right, okay.
Bad batch.
What else is good on TV?
Warrior.
Nothing
Brother's
really.
Son. Oh. What else am I watching?
The one that
Reacher.
You
guys watch Reacher?
The Acolyte.
That's coming up. I'm somehow
excited.
I think the third. What was that? I was watching something about the third element, the third problem.
Oh, that was new. Third body.
The third body. Yeah. It's good. I watched a few first episodes because Aiza Gonzalez was there.
She is there.
It's more like, you remember Heroes from Tim Kring? Remember Heroes? The series.
Heroes.
It feels like you're watching Heroes when you're watching the third problem. It was about aliens and things. And
so that's another one that needs to be watched out for. What else? I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
What else is happening in the world right now? Kidnappings, the spate of child kidnappings.
Why is the police not telling us the reason why? Speculations, at least, or like, you know,
what is there mass hysteria, or it's just
what kidnapping?
Kidnappings. Yeah,
there are kids that are getting kidnapped.
Really?
Yeah.
Dabao and there's a lot of places. Kids losing their
not
getting,
being able to go home.
Who's that? Ana Sawai?
No.
Oh wait, give me that.
Fuji.
Well, we talk about the kids. Yeah, so what's happening? I don't know.
I haven't really read about it. I haven't even seen about it.
There's kidnappings.
Is it even true?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Because the last I checked online, it was that fire in Tondo where
they
stabbed
shot
a few...
firemen.
Well, the whole shot thing was...
They injured the firefighters.
And destroyed the fire truck.
Yeah, so the firefighters left. They reached level five.
Fuck.
They reached level five because nobody was going to be fighting the fire anymore.
Why would you want to fight fires?
And they deserve it.
Yeah.
I'd say leave them alone until they all die. Because you don't do that to firefighters, man.
Why would you?
In the rest of the world, firefighters' lives are paramount.
Would you blame the firefighters?
We consider them heroes and all, and then here comes Tondo trying to be cool.
I can understand that they were panicking and that, you know, do my house first.
The firefighters that are helping you?
They're from Tondo, so, you know.
Well, sometimes we don't want to generalize, but most times we want to.
Dumbass.
And here in our show, fuck it. We will. Same way as, I don't care if you're in a religion where it's sensitive and all that shit. Copyright infringement is a fucking violation. That's violating the law. So stop doing it and come up with your own shit. It's as simple as that. Come up with your own shit.
And it's not like she or can't pay. Do it.
No. I mean, you
pay
know,
someone
she can,
to make some beats.
I think they're arranging. Hopefully, they're settling things.
Well, I think
she should pay. Pay and then come up with something original next time.
Yeah.
Because obviously, friends told me you got the talent. I mean, the type of music is something I'm not going to waste my time listening to anyway. So if they say you got what it takes, then maybe
well, good
something
for you.
Original would prove everybody wrong once and for all. So, yeah, there you go.
There's a few artists here that, you know.
Nowadays, I doubt it.
Well, nowadays they're few and far between, but it's not like a total zero.
There was also a time in Philippine cinema where we do that, right?
Yeah.
We rip
up
off,
to now.
We rip
up, to,
off
now. Up to now.
Up to now. The biggest hit so far is coming in on Netflix with Ding Dong and Marianne.
Oh yeah, it was.
It's a ripoff from like an Adam Sandler remote movie from back in the day.
Yeah,
which one?
Remote.
It's like you go back in time and you change things because you fucked up.
No, I mean the Ding Dong and Marianne shit.
I can't the remember
one
in
the title.
The MMF something
came out this year.
MMF. Yeah,
came out late last year.
Yeah, part of the
December. Yeah, MMF. Yeah.
It was like
it was a ripoff from a storyline from a lot of old movies, including Adam Sandler's Click.
Click. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Minus the remote, maybe, but I didn't waste my time watching it. Although I should with Marianne.
No, right? I mean,
she's pretty hot, though. No, I mean, you know, you gotta admit, she's
thrills. Just like the slapstick comedy that Tito Vic and Joey would come up with, or a whole lot.
Oh, before it was different. You know why? There
what,
was no internet.
Or what?
You can't really compare Gouda with any other film, foreign
Gouda,
or otherwise.
Yeah,
so when you're watching Gouda, it was the world. It was your whole world.
It was
funny. You're laughing. You're laughing and you're there.
Ryan, that was the
80s. Was the moment. Yeah, no, the 70s. Yeah.
No,
80s.
Gouda.
Seriously?
Yeah. 80s.
Why was I so young then?
Elementary.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Gamay pa kadto. Well, gamay pa
magapagod. No, dude, in the 80s, I was old already.
No, 80s. 80s. It came out 80s.
Sure?
1983,
Gouda.
I think. Or
Gouda came from Karinderia.
I know. But the movie, even if they copied some storylines,
right?
Who
80s.
Cares? Nobody's going to know.
Yeah. So
that eatery was quite near where I live.
Because whether I like them or not, they were the funniest bunch as I was growing up. I mean, I can't deny that.
Another one is Jen and Marsha. So
in the TV series, because they were good actors.
Yeah.
One thing I find really amazing about that is they're really good actors.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you write not something that's not that funny, but when they deliver it, they're just good at what they do.
And but, it all came, you know, it all went crashing down, you know.
But going back to Tito Vic and Joey, they're the funniest. I grew up with them watching
like individual films that they have. Let's say, for example, Vic Soto would come up with Plastic Man or
oh, not that one,
like,
because that's recent. I moved on to another life. I was getting laid a lot.
Or okay,
when he
God,
was coming
call,
up with all this stupid shit.
That one was okay.
That was okay, but that's a ripoff of a whole lot of...
Oh, yeah, it was
a
ripoff. But what I'm saying is the funny ones came out in the 70s and the 80s when the
even
only Mulawin, thing...
Even Mulawin was a ripoff of...
Yeah, the only thing that can go up against them back in the day is Wheels on Meals with Jackie Chan and Sammo Hung.
Yeah.
I mean, like, dude, really?
Or...
They were funny as hell.
Or The Gambler with Chow Yun-fat.
Yeah.
So nothing is worth watching in Philippine cinema? And nothing is worth listening to on Philippine
now,
music?
Now, production sets.
I Love Lizzie.
Who the heck is that?
I Love Lizzie.
Lizzie Soberani?
No.
Oh.
What?
The movie I Love Lizzie. It's on Netflix.
Who's that?
Filipino cinema. Filipino cinema.
Who's
it's
Lizzie?
My,
Lizzie McGuire?
No. What's her face? Barbie.
Liza Soberano?
Barbie Imperial.
Barbie Imperial. Oh, Gluta Girl.
Yeah.
Gluta Girl.
Ah, okay. Oh, there's another one. I just saw the trailer. TL. Viva Max.
Ay?
TL? What's TL?
Somebody, It's about a call center agent who wants to go up the ranks.
Oh, TL, yeah, like hello TL, team leader decided
to sleep.
TL stands for team leader, right?
Yes, decided to sleep around with a whole bunch
just to get that spot.
Just to get that spot.
Wait, so who's in it?
I forgot the name. I'm gonna send you the trailer later on. So there's a whole lot of sexy scenes and
it's Vivo on. Max.
Huh?
It's Vivo Max. It's expected.
Ah, okay. I don't have a subscription.
Pantasha di Tami.
Really?
Yeah. Suki. If you want, if you really like
Azzy Acosta.
If you really like Azzy Acosta, then go look for
Joyce Jimenez, 18 years old.
No. She's not 18.
No, I mean,
she's 20 now.
Okay, Joyce Jimenez, 20 years old.
Okay.
So that's what she looks like.
All right.
And much, much whiter.
No Julia Barreto?
No.
No.
They can't afford her?
No.
Okay. All right.
Look for Suki. Who stars in Suki?
Julia Barreto? Who?
Azzy Acosta.
No, Yuki Takahashi?
No, I don't know.
Yuki Takahashi is on I Love Lizzie.
Ah, okay.
Is she naked there?
No, but she was drunk all the time.
Yuki Takahashi. Nah,
I don't want her drunk.
All the boys listening into this podcast, those are names to watch out for. Azzy Acosta, Yuki Takahashi, and I'm going to get the name of that third one in that movie, TL, which is coming out of Vietnam.
Angelica.
Mainly for freaking...
Angelica. Why do I know these people?
You have a subscription.
I don't anymore. I used to, but not anymore.
So Torrens is the key.
Torrens is the key.
How do you keep up with all these titles then?
Huh?
You have like a newsletter?
No. I just looked at it.
Really?
I can still access Vivo Max.
I don't have the time to freaking fast
forward. I can still access Vivo Max. It's ironic.
Like right now you can just click a certain section of the film and you're there. But I seldom watch these films now.
It's kind of like that Korean film that I like.
Past Lives.
No,
it's a nominee in the Oscars. Yeah. Past Lives. Is that good? I'm halfway through.
Sad.
It's boring. Yeah, well, the Oscars tend to award all the most boring films, really. Well. I mean, like, when you say you're a big star because you won from Oppenheimer, like, what the fuck is that, dude? The guy invented a freaking bomb. Where's the fun in that? We played with the freaking bomb and you didn't even film us. So, yeah. Robert Downey finally has gotten his Oscars.
Best Supporting.
But fuck it. It's an Oscar.
It's an Oscar.
I mean, that means you've been in a boring film already. So you get an award.
The big surprise is...
Jennifer Lawrence has been in a lot of boring films and she's been in...
She has one.
An equally interesting film as well.
She has one or two. One.
She's been winning a lot. So the thing is, sometimes it's a matter of you being able to turn things around.
Like,
you win an Oscar. Are you going to be able to turn things around and be in a movie where it's a box office hit and exciting and everything? Because Jennifer Lawrence did. What about the rest of you guys? Right? I mean, Robert Downey has been doing interesting films until he won an Oscar. Now, is he going to be in another Iron Man equally as interesting as the previous one? Robert Downey, he didn't die.
No, Iron Man.
Iron Man, he died.
The character.
Tony Stark died.
So did Rick in The Walking Dead. And last night, he was alive again. Well, I watched a spin-off, so fuck it. I don't trust when people tell me Iron Man is dead because he's alive. Kevin Feige, look at that guy. I don't trust that guy. For all you know, he wakes up one morning, decides, okay, I had a bad breakfast. Iron Man is going to be alive again by lunchtime today.
Actually, you know, you're onto something there because I think Marvel is in a panic. Because the last 4 or 5 films that they've come up with, it all flopped in the box office. They gotta revive some dead people. They have a really, really big budget, and then it never realized the ticket sales.
They gotta revive
because
some dead
they got
people
so,
real soon.
Because they got so woke.
Yeah, woke.
And
they put in all these sensitivity aspect of the whole shit. It's like, you don't need to do that, man. Why do you have to do that?
It
didn't work.
For the Little Mermaid.
That means all these I identify as is not going to last long.
It's not
going
to last long.
I mean, it's an indication that, you know, things
are not
as permanent as you think they are going to be.
And then it's so funny because I discovered that Coco Melon, now has a character who's non-binary.
Okay.
Coco Melon.
Not for long. It's permanently banned from my kid's TV.
Yeah.
Not for long.
Transformers has a character who identifies as a non-binary.
Loki apparently is gay.
When Rodimus Prime took over, that's when Transformers stopped for me.
The movie?
Yeah.
Admit it, you cried.
Of course. When Optimus died, of course.
In the first 15 minutes of the film.
No. Not the latest one. The cartoon series.
I know. The one in 1988.
Something.
Yeah, 87, 88.
Yeah, something like that,
yeah. He died in the first 15 minutes. Every kid I know back then, he goes like, what the?
Yeah. So, Rodimus Prime, well, what was his? Hot Rod. Hot Rod had to take over the entire thing and eventually became.
You know, Judd Nelson voiced that one?
Who?
Judd Nelson.
Who's Judd Nelson?
Part of the Brat Pack.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
He voiced that one.
What else is happening?
Nothing. I don't know, because I haven't been out, like I said. I've been in and out of hospital.
Aside from kids getting kidnapped, kids dying because some idiot parent decided to not look for the kids when they've been gone for 10 minutes and dying inside a hot car.
It happens here?
In Angeles City.
Yeah, two kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What was that about? Who put them in the car?
Two kids were out and about and playing. And they got inside the car and locked themselves in.
Oh, they were playing and it wasn't nobody's fault.
Yeah.
They locked themselves in.
Yes. The thing is, where was the mom and the dad? How come there was no...
Story of the Filipino lives in the Philippines. Yeah. They leave the kids alone and then they get hit by a RTMI bus and they go, ligo na gang. Himo taglayan. They do that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, but that's a sad reality. The owner of the car realized after work that there are dead kids in his car, yeah. Right?
My dog gets off the leash and then
it was the owner's fault because why did he leave the car open?
Here's a twist. I think the car was theirs.
What? Who?
So the kids that died are
the kid of the owner of the car?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Where do you read these things? I haven't read this.
News.
Really?
Facebook.
You should read more.
I don't trust
Stop
Facebook.
Looking
That's
at
why.
Porn, booby.
No, Facebook news articles, it leads you to a newspaper article.
Okay.
And then it takes like 2 minutes to verify it's real, and then you read, and then you talk.
Yeah, so that's,
you
that's
tell
what's
us about
one
it.
Verification.
It's kind of like that news when they said that Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, said that that she had cancer.
I
go like
her as well.
Yeah, when I first saw it on Facebook, I go like, this can't be true. And then I saw her interview where it came from her mouth. They go like, okay, that probably is true.
Yep.
What kind of cancer does she have?
Was it specified? I don't think so.
It was specified. I'm just not too familiar with it though.
Stage what?
Early stages, I guess, because she's been treated for it.
Not breast cancer.
Nothing that much. She's got a couple of kids, so she didn't need the boobies anymore.
Okay. All right.
I don't think it's breast cancer, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't breast cancer.
And then the king also has cancer, right?
Yeah, prostate. Early stages.
How unlucky can this William and Harry guys be? These brothers? I was like, they've dealt with the worst cards in life.
But are they really brothers?
Oh, yeah.
What else is happening in the world? So aside from that, we got kids disappearing and kids getting themselves in trouble because they are driving too fast in an overloaded vehicle in Cebu.
They weren't kids.
We're talking
they were
about
old
them,
enough
so
to
are.
Know the kind of cars they're driving.
The moment you drive, you're not a kid. You're
and
in college.
And the limitations that your car can do.
I don't care if you were...
In turns...
I don't care if your car is an SUV. There's a limit. No SUV carries more than 8 passengers, okay?
There were 11 in our car.
There were 11
in that. No SUV can handle that speed that they did.
Yeah, it's kind of like that... it's kind of like that Innova where it raced in the highway that it just overshot that bridge.
Oh,
and then they were live streaming.
Don't say Innova.
No,
that
I know.
Sort of
it was a Fortuner, but this was like from months ago.
Yeah, the one in the bridge.
In the bridge. It was in Innova.
And then people died from that thing also, right?
No. Nobody but they were died? Injured.
They were injured.
Minor lung. Minor they lung. Didn't hit anything.
But this new thing,
someone died. The driver died, which is sad.
Wow. All right. All right.
But still, you know, I mean, why cram 11 people? This is not the 1960s where you try to cram as much people in a Volkswagen Beetle.
Overloaded vehicle, high speed, and sudden turn is a deadly combination.
Yeah, because
so if you have two and you're
the physics of it, it just doesn't add up.
You got to drive slower. Slow. If you're overloaded. All right. I mean, aside from the fact that you might be stopped and getting fined.
Were they drinking?
No, they were eating lunch.
Not established. Yeah, so.
They were eating lunch.
And how do I know there were 11?
There's a CCTV video where you could actually see them getting in the car.
All right.
And they were 11.
So we're better off driving drunk, running really, really slow, than people having lunch, high speeding.
I don't even know why they were speeding. Were they going to be late for class or what?
No, the lady driver was just showing off.
I never understand how people...
Well, you can't show off your speed on a freaking Fortuner.
You can't show off your car because you can't bring it inside your house. You can't show everybody you have a nice car unless you bring him to the parking lot.
Here's the thing. I am very sure that he's a good driver.
No, he's a good person, maybe.
Good driver. But he did not expect... She did not expect that that particular vehicle would handle that way.
She's driving, she doesn't really give a shit.
I can't judge. That's going to be...
She's driving too fast. She was driving too fast.
So, Cascasera.
No, she probably knows how to handle the car at a new driver.
At a certain speed and with only one other person, she could probably know how the car would behave. But with 10 other people inside the car,
she doesn't understand the car well.
Like, you remember my light ace? The blue one?
Do I remember your light ace?
Yeah, okay. So I had a light ace before, right? So back when I was still working for Mickey D's, and then I'd wait for my friends to finish their duty, and then sometimes we'd go out, you know? And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we decide to go to like Hingoo.
Yeah.
We go to Talisayan, like we leave here at 9 o'clock.
You know the limitations of that bad boy.
I know my car well enough that even though that light ace would technically carry about 7 passengers only, that we had 10. But I know well enough to know how to drive the highway.
We've been in situations like that. I know your car bends on the left knee if it's turning right and it's overloaded.
Yeah.
Okay.
You compensate the speed.
I could feel. I'm not a driver, but I know that the shock absorbers on the left tire would dip, you know, really low if you're making a right turn at a higher speed. So I was like automatically thinking, if we're going to be going faster and we make a right turn, this thing's going to turn.
You compensate also with the number of additional people.
See, that's why I changed the tires to fatter ones.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay, now I get it.
That's why if you see like a van with wide tires, stay away. Let them pass you.
The guy is pretty...
Because the guy is going
to
be like...
The guy is going to be fast.
The guy...
Yeah, it's a speed demon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like earlier, I went to Balikasag to at the back, because I always check my back when I drive. I always check my rear view and my side view.
Saw the white
mirrors,
tires.
And they go like, "All right, van."
White tires.
And they go like, and then you know how they drive. They swerve left, they swerve right. They're trying to pass you, right?
Yeah.
You release the gas, let them through. That's what I do all the time.
I go like, "Do I let them pass?" That's my first instinct. Usually, my first my first instinct is like
I cannot
understand why people.
You're too old to be racing.
No, it's not that I'm racing
what
them.
What I don't get is people get offended when somebody passes them.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? What?
No, it's not me. It's not the passing that I don't like. I don't like having a big car in front of me. You know what I mean?
No, if he's running really, really fast, chances are he's going to disappear.
Yeah, so it's either I backed down, or I swerved to the left or right. But I'm never going to be going back.
Toe to toe.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'm never going to tailgate a bigger car.
No, you're not supposed to. And if they're running faster, they're going to be disappearing in a minute.
That only goes out the window if, say, I've been drinking and then I'm in Hingoog and then I have to go back to Cagayan. Then I'd wait for a bus and then I'd ride the back of the bus. I tailgate the back of the bus. Because I'm thinking, my mentality is, they do this as a living, like day in and day out.
Yeah, you can't compete with them.
Their headlights are much more higher. Yeah, their seating.
You're never going to win.
No, I don't race them. I follow them. I let them. I allow them to go ahead of me.
And then tailgate.
I follow them.
So you don't have to
clear the road.
Oh, okay.
I keep a distance of about three or four cars.
And then just keep the speed like that. And it's safer. It's safer. Mm.
But any other day, I'm not going to follow it. Because I get prading if I don't see like 5 cars ahead of me.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I always get prading. Like, I can't drive if I don't see the. Dang it, that was big.
Yeah, okay,
I get running if I can't see at least five car lengths ahead of me.
So I got a question for you. When I was driving, how come you saw the car that's incoming, but you weren't able to warn me of the obstacle to my right?
Because I was looking at the car. See, you know what? Because I'm not driving.
He was looking at the car. Was like saying car. I was like okay. So I made a right turn. Didn't tell me about those posts that are on the right hand side of the vehicle. And I ran over the post. Again, and it said post. After I ran over the post, it was like,
dude, you're the one driving. It's your responsibility.
I was the one trying to learn. You were the experienced driver on the right hand side of the vehicle.
It's not my responsibility.
Can't see everything.
It's not my responsibility scout the road for you. Remember, front seat driver, navigator. Doesn't tell you obstacles.
Okay, fine. You weren't navigating either. He didn't tell me to turn right. Okay, what else is happening? Nothing else?
No, that was it.
That was it?
All right, we're good. I think we're good.
So we're good?
The dogs are eating.
We should too.
Fed the good.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, cool. Nice talking to you again, Cagayan de Oro, and the rest of the world.
Hopefully, if I don't get hospitalized again,
the little dogs are
hospitalization.
Full.
We're able to come up with episodes. A freaking tube up your ass. And
it's not my ass. It's my. Never mind.
I don't want to get into details.
So everything's good. Everybody's spacing out. We got to get out of here. Stop copying someone else's work.
You didn't even finish half of it.
Be original. Come up with your own.
Jesus Christ, I'm 49 years old. What do you expect me to do?
Come up with your own.
Myself.
Hey, I decided by myself to be sober.
Yeah, so we decided that we're not going to finish the freaking bottle. Halfway through, we're good.
That means, a couple of...
That means that we got one whole bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
On two different bottles.
On two different bottles.
Because we like it like that. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Alrighty.
We're out of here. We'll see you next Thursday.
Nice talking to you, folks.
All right. Good night. Goodbye.
Bye.
Talk and then some TNT.